Hockey News, I'm Ben Thomas. A shutdown for the Department of Homeland Security appears to be on the horizon, and Donahue has details.
Lawmakers in the House and the Senate are set to leave Washington for a 10-day break, while negotiations with the White House over Democrats' demands for new restrictions have stalled.
Democrats are never going to get their full wish list.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune.
Republicans, for example, will not agree to measures that make it impossible for officers for law enforcement officers to do their jobs.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says status quo at ICE cannot continue.
We hear it from people back home and all over the country. People are angry, they're afraid, they want accountability and an end to the chaos. The White House and congressional Republicans must listen.
Funding for the Department of Homeland Security is about to run out. I'm Ed Donahue.
EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin calls it
the single largest act of deregulation in the history of the United States of America.
The Trump administration revoking the 2009 endangerment finding that's been the basis of regulation of greenhouse gas emissions. California Attorney General Rob Bonta calls it
anti-facts, anti-science, anti-health, anti-future of our planet, anti-appropriate climate action given the facts right in front of your face.
And Lisa Dwyer reports,
two teenagers have been charged with attempted murder and conspiracy after allegedly plotting a mass shooting at a central Indiana high school that one of them attends. The two charged as adults are 17-year-olds from Indiana and Mississippi. Law enforcement officials say the two communicated over social media about a mass shooting in Shelbyville, Indiana. The investigation began in December. The mother of one of the teens approached police about her daughter's obsession and discussion of school shootings and her fear she meant to harm someone. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. A federal judge has blocked the Pentagon from punishing Senator Mark Kelly. Saker Magani explains.
The retired Navy pilot was among six Democrats in a video urging troops to uphold the Constitution and to resist unlawful orders. Kelly sued after Defense Chief Pete Hegseth censured him in the first step toward a possible demotion in rank from captain. A judge has ruled Pentagon officials violated Kelly's free speech rights and also threatened the constitutional liberties of military retirees. Earlier this week, a grand jury refused the Trump administration's push to indict the lawmakers. Kelly said yesterday that's not a feel-good news story, but rather simply blunting another attempt at authoritarianism.
Folks, this is the master alarm flashing for our democracy.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.